Romans chapter 11. I say then, has Yahweh cast away his people? May that never be so. For I also am an Israelite, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. Yahweh has not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Know you not that the scripture says of Elijah, how he makes intercession to Yahweh against Israel, saying, Yahweh, they've killed your prophets and digged down your altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what was the answer of Yahweh to him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so, then, at this present time also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then is it no more of works? Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then is it no more grace? Otherwise, work is no more work. What then? Israel has not obtained that which he seeks for, but the election has obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, Yahweh has given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear, unto this day. And David said, let their table be made a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a recompense to them. Let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back always. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? May that never be so. But rather, through their fall, salvation is come to the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy. Now if the fall of them be riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak now to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. For if the casting away of them shall be the reconciling of the world, what shall be the receiving of them? But life from the dead. For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partake of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches. But if you boast, you do not bear the root, but the root bears you. You will say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if Yahweh spares not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not you. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of Yahweh on them which fell, severity, but toward you, goodness. And if you continue in his goodness, otherwise also you shall be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, and shall be grafted in, for Elohim is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away wickedness from Jacob. For this is my covenant to them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the good news, they are enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sakes. For the gifts and calling of Yahweh are without repentance. For as you in times past have not believed Yahweh, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For Yahweh has concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of Yahweh! How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out! For who has known the mind of Yahweh, or who has been his counselor? Or who has first given to him, and it shall be recompensed to him again? For of him and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be majesty forever. Amen. End of chapter.